Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker blasted for false claim he never called Republicans Nazis. By Warner Todd Houston on September 17, 2025. Radical left-wing Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker, D., was hit with an avalanche of fact checks after he made the false claim that he never called Republicans Nazis. The far-left governor was peppered with questions about his past comments during a press conference Monday, and in response he vehemently refuted claims he ever called Republicans Nazis. "That is completely false. I have never called Republicans Nazis," Pritzker exclaimed Monday after going on a tirade claiming that it is Donald Trump, not Democrats, who is actively fanning the flames of division. But the truth is, Pritzker has spent months calling Republicans and Donald Trump Nazis. Indeed, in February he did just that in his official State of the State address, where he compared Donald Trump and his administration to Hitler's Nazi regime. Pritzker said in that official address, "The authoritarian playbook is laid bare here. They point to a group of people who don't look like you and tell you to blame them for your problems. If you think I'm overreacting and sounding the alarm too soon, consider this: it took the Nazis 1 month, 3 weeks, 2 days, 8 hours, and 40 minutes to dismantle a constitutional republic. Tyranny requires your fear and your silence and your compliance," Pritzker continued. "Democracy requires your courage. So gather your justice and humanity, Illinois. And do not let the tragic spirit of despair overcome us when our country needs us the most." That is far from the only time Pritzker compared Trump and Republicans to Nazis. Early this year he told CNN's The Lead that the Trump administration's actions were like the early days of Adolf Hitler going from Chancellor of Germany to the Nazi dictator. "We're talking about the death of a constitutional republic," he told CNN. "That's what happened in Germany in 1933, 1934, and we're seeing today that you've got an administration in Washington that's ignoring court orders, literally ignoring when a judge says, you can't do this." After that he went on to link today's political climate in the United States of America to the Holocaust of World War II. In another case, in an interview with left-wing NPR, Pritzker seemed to imply that Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, is the tip of the spear of Nazism in the United States. "How do you prove to somebody that you're a U.S. citizen? Your accent? The color of your skin?" Pritzker said in his reply about ICE tactics. "That's not the country we live in. You know, you shouldn't have to walk around with papers, the way that they did in the early days of Nazi Germany, to prove that you belong and that you're not one of them." Pritzker has also used his platform to urge his supporters to make sure Republicans are robbed of their peace. In April, he told Democrats to aggressively confront Republicans and make sure Republicans cannot know a moment of peace. "It's time to fight everywhere and all at once," he told the group of Democratic activists in New Hampshire. "Never before in my life have I called for mass protests, for mobilization, for disruption. But I am now. These Republicans cannot know a moment of peace." Pritzker has made it abundantly clear that he is opposed to Trump sending National Guard troops into Chicago to quell the city's endemic crime. "To any federal official who would come to Chicago and try to incite my people into violence as a pretext for something darker and more dangerous, we are watching, and we are taking names," Pritzker warned. Pritzker took to his social media to proclaim, "If you hurt my people, nothing will stop me, not time or political circumstance, from making sure you face justice." In January he called illegal aliens our neighbors and friends, but said that if U.S. military personnel were deployed in Chicago, it would be an invasion. And mere days before Charlie Kirk's assassination, Pritzker promoted the leftist meme that President Donald Trump was dead. The governor has spent nearly a year ramping up his virulent rhetoric and telling his followers that Trump, his administration, and his voters are Nazis. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at x/Twitter at WT Houston.